This podcast is about my brother, who was a former SLA student. It's mainly about his experiences and how his outlook has changed through his life, considering that he is a college student who has been in college for 7 years now, and that's 3 years longer than he ever planned.
My childhood was actually pretty fun. Now, there are some crappy moments, but hey, every childhood has a crappy moment somewhere. The lack of stress on where your life is going to go. You're young, or you're a kid or a child. You're really not worried about your future. You're worried about enjoying yourself at that point. Obviously, there's school, but it's more about enjoying yourself when you're at a younger age. And doing what you like to do. A parent that's a pain in the ass. Meeting friends that were actually decent friends, more parents telling me what they think I should be doing, parents having money issues at some point. I guess you could say a lot of it's based around my parents. Like with just when I was younger, I was doing martial arts, which they were fully supportive of, but of course I get stuck with boring teachers, or I particularly picked a boring martial art, and then people who have no idea how to run tournaments kind of threw me, disinterested me pretty easily after that. And then parents who just, they were so busy, didn't really have the time to put out for me doing like extra activities or stuff like that. Then we had and then moving made it a little bit harder. Obviously, parents being overprotective, which is understandable because when you live in a neighborhood with a lot of a-holes, you can't blame them. Now, I was fortunate enough to meet a number of friends, but I say friends definitely played a little part in it. Kept me away from hanging out with people I probably shouldn't have, which I probably would have at some point. But I think my parents were definitely a bigger influence, both by decision and not by decision. I'd say it was a mix. Not like I'm saying my mom's a horrible mother. That's far beyond that. Far away from that, I should say. But as a person, definitely a positive influence, though with some portion of my life, such as college and finding time to do stuff on my own, or finding time to focus on college, internships, jobs, money, all that kind of crap, I say there's been a negative influence. But when your mother needs support with having a potential physical disability, to put it that way, there's not much you can really do about it. Yeah, it's driving her everywhere because she can't walk without having serious back pain. We're having to deal with that throughout the entire day. I guess identity is who you see yourself as. I definitely became a less quiet, shy, in the corner kind of person, especially since that school requires you to definitely be more outspoken and more involved.
Sadly.
When the school first opened, which was when I first went there, there was a huge diversity of people. I probably made the wrong move by going straight into college and then just sitting there undecided for a couple of years and not knowing what to do. It turned out just to be a waste of time and a waste of money. Especially since I changed my mind about like 3 times in the span of like 2 years of college. I'm definitely far from it. I finally figured out what I wanted to do. Found out it ain't gonna happen, so now I gotta change majors again. I'll get out faster, but it won't definitely be what I wanted to do. And I'm looking at my backup plan now, which seems more likely. But now all the other stuff that I want to throw with it to make myself look good now requires a lot more money. So now I'm looking for just a job just to get money, since my one job doesn't want to hire me outside of the summer season. And now I gotta find out whether or not I can pay for what I need to help with resumes after I graduate. And then... now I'm stuck on whether or not I can actually succeed in proving that I can actually do what I want.
What is your backup plan?
Strength and conditioning coach for athletes. I'd like to work with fighters, which was also the other group that I would like to work with as a physical therapist. Well, that also includes combat veterans as well, or the military. Mom, dad only make so much money. They have issues with having money on them, or at least a stable amount in their bank accounts all the time, because there's always something happening with the cars, there's always something happening with the apartment in this situation, and the price it takes just to stay in this place, and all the crap that goes on with dad's job. Now mom has more medical shit to deal with, and so having money that I need just for me personally, just to get by during the day, whether it's for gas if I need it, maybe some personal time if I go out somewhere, or if it's just to pay for stuff that I need for college really, definitely yes. Because most of my time is right now at this moment is going to be spent on college, and that includes commuting to and forth from it. It's not like I'm asking for like a big house, tons of money, the best looking girl in the world, the best kids in the world now. I'm just hoping for stuff that's, I don't want to say good enough, but I guess something similar to that.